And let's go from stories of smuggling to stories of spying. In fact, we're going to tell you about a spy convention. An international body of intelligence officers from all over Africa gathered recently in Sudan. It was a public event, sort of, and NPR's Gwen Tompkins was there.
The thing about spies is that they so rarely look like spies. Put a bunch of them together in a room and they could easily pass for a sensible shoe convention or a meeting of insurance adjusters, or better yet, a meeting of insurance adjusters in sensible shoes. Last week in Khartoum, the octagonal assembly room of Friendship Hall was filled with ordinary-looking men with extraordinary secrets. The Committee of Intelligence and Security Services of Africa represents spy agencies from nearly 50 countries. They had gathered in this cavernous hall by the Nile River to discuss the dark side of the continent. Sudanese Vice President Ali Osman Taha spoke at the opening ceremony. Africa is free of the bonds of colonization, Taha said, but the continent is now immersed in armed disputes, organized crime, mercenaries, and as he put it, illegal migrations. Here's the simultaneous translation of some of his remarks. Mind you, his voice is a lot deeper.
There's a dire need to strive for the valorization, utilization of all our experiences and expertise and our legacy in the sphere of intelligence and in all the other spheres of human knowledge in order to benefit our fellow Africans in this continent.
But after that buildup, Taha offered no details about what was being done by intelligence agencies to free Africa from its security threats. Neither did anyone else. And that wasn't all they didn't say. There was no itinerary of events. Most of the delegates were not identified by name. And under the giant twinkling chandelier of the assembly room, almost no light was shed on the group's deliberations. What the delegates discussed in confidence will apparently find its way into reports that go to the African Union. Like the mythical Cassandra, the Committee of Intelligence and Security Services of Africa foreshadows where trouble is brewing. By the end of the conference, organizers said they were pleased, secretly pleased. Here's Lieutenant General Saleh Abdullah Khosh, the head of Sudan Security Service, with the same interpreter as before.
The deliberations and discussions that have taken place within this conference on the agenda have been very constructive and fruitful.
U.S. intelligence agencies have reportedly worked with Khosh over the years to locate al-Qaeda operatives in the region. But at the conference, Khosh made no public mention of al-Qaeda or any other multinational terrorist organization. Instead, the general appeared intent on talking about Darfur. He described reports of 200,000 Darfurians dead and 2 million displaced as hearsay. And Khosh reminded his audience that the Sudanese government has signed peace deals with rebel groups in every region of the country. Here's the same old Khosh, but now with a different interpreter.
These efforts reflect the will and intention of the Sudanese government and its keenness to realize peace in the different parts of Sudan.
The conferees, nearly 50 unsmiling men in dark suits and ties, were for the most part silent during the ceremonies, as were the taciturn delegates from the African Union, the U.S., and Europe. At the end of the closing remarks, they scattered from Friendship Hall like swifts in a headwind. But there was one transition of note announced last week. Namibia, which held the chair of the organization this past year, is ending its term. And Sudan is taking over. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Khartoum.